Politics. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at BobSchwartzFinancial.com. Now you have Sergei Prokofiev's March from The Love for Three Oranges, performed for us by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to have joined you. Keep classical music going now through the afternoon time. This noon hour is going to bring us a recording of the Philharmonia Orchestra and some music that Robert Schumann wrote, a concert overture based on the poetry of Lord Byron, and the concert overture known as Manfred. For the most part in this noon hour, we've got French classics to enjoy, such as a marvelous suite for cello by Camille Saint-Saëns. That's just a few minutes away. Right now, conductor Thierry Fischer and the Ulster Orchestra have some music by 20th century French composer Jean Francais in the so-called neoclassical style. Here's a wonderful serenade for orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From 20th century French composer Jean Francais, a serenade for orchestra. Conductor Thierry Fischer led the Ulster Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Time is 12:18. The Philharmonia Orchestra set to join us a bit later in the second half of the hour with Robert Schumann's Manfred Concert Overture. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at BobSchwartzFinancial.com. We have some more French music of a bit of an earlier time next from composer Camille Saint-Saëns. It was one of the preeminent, if not the most prominent, of French composers in the Romantic time, a career that spanned nearly the whole of the 1800s. We're going to listen to some music that more or less kicked off that career in 1866 from Saint-Saëns, a suite for cello and piano, played by Maria Kleegel, along with the pianist François Jo Tollier on Kansas Public Radio. Music early on in the life and career of French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, a suite for cello and piano created in 1866. Played today by cellist Maria Kleegel, joined on piano by François Jo Tollier on KPR. 12:43 is the time, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Monsters Rule Friday night at Liberty Hall for the next Cinema Go-Go. Some classic chillers for the Halloween season, Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. See him on the big screen Friday night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music comes from the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. The exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday. Opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org. The Philharmonia Orchestra has music next, written by Robert Schumann in 1848, and some music that is based on the poem known as Manfred by Lord Byron, a work of Gothic fiction from 1817. Schumann's Manfred Overture. Christian Thielemann leads the Philharmonia on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's Manfred Overture from 1848, music inspired by the poetry of Lord Byron, performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. After an update of headlines, classics continue in the next hour with an old Norwegian romance from Edvard Grieg. That and much more still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org.
At kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Andras Karodi leading the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra in the famous meditation from the opera Thais, music by French composer Jules Massenet on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, welcoming you back to Classical Music on KPR. This 1 o'clock hour is going to bring us a recording of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and some music that began as a two-handed piano work by Edvard Grieg, which grew in complexity into an old Norwegian romance for orchestra. We'll hear that in a little bit later this hour. Thanks for joining us for Classical Music here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for Classical Music on KPR comes from Bowersock Capital Partners, a woman-owned and managed financial management firm with deep Kansas roots. Sanctuary Securities, member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. And Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We proceed with some English chamber music and give you something by the composer Arnold Bax of the early 20th century, a composer who never had much confidence in his or in anyone else's ability to write a piano trio, thinking Antonín Dvořák had mastered that genre, but in 1946 he gave it this shot with a piano trio in B-flat major, that is, some music of great beauty and vigor. Bax's piano trio played by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1946, Arnold Bax's piano trio in B-flat major, performed by the Borodin Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:38, a little over 20 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. KPR's next Cinema Go-Go is happening Friday night at Liberty Hall. This one's an early Halloween treat with two classic monster movies, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman and Dr. X. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and tickets will be available at the door. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Classical Music comes from the Midwest Trust Center presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th. A play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting A Celebration of Souls, Day of the Dead in Southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org. Next on KPR, we're with the Bournemouth Symphony and conductor Pavel Berglund for music written by Edvard Grieg, first as a four-handed piano composition and based, of course, on the folk music of Norway. Here's an old Norwegian romance for your consideration next on Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's Old Norwegian Romance, as played by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pavel Berglund on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m., and news from NPR just ahead. And in the next hour of classical music, some work from another Norwegian composer, a suite for violin from Christian Sinding, that and much more, still to come. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Morning Edition from NPR News. Morning Edition.
Hear Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. They're an orchestrated version of what were known as a series of so-called legends, originally piano miniatures, composed by Antony Dvorak. There we heard Legend Number 8, performed by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, led by Yvonne Fischer. And this is Kansas Public Radio. As classical music continues on through the afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson, glad you could stop by. With you until 3 p.m., before All Things Considered rolls around, and between now and then, pianist John O'Connor will be along for a Beethoven piano sonata and the marvelous harp concerto, the Spanish harp concerto known as the Concierto Serenata from Joaquin Rodrigo. We're enjoying that a bit later on here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're glad you could stop by. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events is at lib.ku.edu. In the last hour, we concluded with some music by Edvard Grieg. What we have next is some music from another Norwegian composer born in the mid-19th century and considered by some to be something of Grieg's spiritual successor. We'll hear music by one Christian Sinding and a suite for violin and orchestra played by the Razumovsky Symphony, conducted by Bjarte Engeset and the violinist Henning Kragerud, here on KPR. From Norwegian composer Christian Sinding, a suite for violin and orchestra, played by the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, led by Bjarte Engeset and violinist Henning Kragerud, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:22. And still to come, the Asturias Symphony Orchestra. In about 10 minutes, they'll join us with the Spanish Harp Concerto, better known as the Concierto Serenata of Joaquin Rodrigo. Quite wonderful music in just a short time here on KPR. I'm sure you'll enjoy that, and thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday afternoon, the 1st of October. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Green Lady Lounge and Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. With us next is pianist John O'Connor, and we'll enjoy a bit of Beethoven's music, one of his piano sonatas, published in 1805, although in all likelihood written Nearly 10 years before that, Beethoven's 19th Piano Sonata in G Minor on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Beethoven and his 19th Piano Sonata in G Minor, as played by pianist John O'Connor on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in catching a little live piano music, you might be interested in a concert happening this Saturday, October 5th, with pianist Ilya Schmuckler, Park ICM pianist, who recently won top honors in the contest of the Concours Geza Andra Piano Competition in Zurich, Switzerland. He's having a concert this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a program that features Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata, Symphonic Etudes by Robert Schumann, Franz Liszt, and Schubert. It's going to be quite a sensational evening of piano music, happening once again this Saturday, October 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building in Mission Woods, Kansas. Find out more about this concert and how to attend over at icm.park.edu. The time is 2:33, and at 3 o'clock, All Things Considered, from NPR News, followed later on tonight by Classical Music with Destiny, who joins you tonight at 7 p.m., with carefree and fancy-free music in the 7 p.m. hour, along with something that is apparently truly savage by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil. Classical Music with Destiny at 7 p.m., and then at 8 p.m. tonight, we bring you live coverage of the vice presidential debate between Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. That gets underway at 8 p.m. Join us for the debate, followed by commentary and analysis here on Kansas Public Radio. We have music next from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, who wrote many concertos for some of the great virtuosos of our time, James Galway, guitarist Andres Segovia, and in the 1950s, he wrote this concerto for harpist Nicanor Zabaleta, music of a very sunny disposition, the Concierto Serenata, with the Asturias Symphony and harpist Gwyneth Wentink on KBR. The Asturias Symphony Orchestra with harpist Gwyneth Wentink in the Concierto Serenata, composed in the 1950s by Joaquin Rodrigo on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It is just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed tonight at 7 by an hour of classical music with Destiny, and then at 8 o'clock, NPR provides special coverage of the vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.